Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com in January. Find your tag, find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory of new Chevys, including the 2017 Cruze and Equinox. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Now in cans. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
The pros. Check out the Score's new lineup. Molly and Hanley mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show. 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6. And finally, Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. 25 years and counting as the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as Coach Collins and the Cats host Illinois, Michigan, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
I knew I was 23 votes away, and I was hoping that all the guys that voted for me last year would continue to vote for me, and I could get the extra 23 to get in, and it seems like I got a little more than that.
Well, time stood still for former White Sox Tim Raines as he waited to hear if he made it in the Baseball's Hall of Fame, and despite the subdivisions among the baseball writers, who at times use their free will to vote regardless of a player's accomplishments, Raines did make it in along with Jeff Bagwell and Ivan Rodriguez. Raines was no fly-by-night player who averaged a .294, .385, .425 slash line over 23 seasons, five of those here on the south side. The Bulls and Blackhawks are both off today and back in action tomorrow. The Bulls play in Atlanta. Taj Gibson will be a game-time decision with ankle soreness, and Dwayne Wade is expected to play at the Hawks, then home against the Kings on Saturday. The Blackhawks skate in Boston with Scott Darling starting in net. The Oakland Raiders have filed paperwork to begin the process of relocating to Las Vegas. That move will still need league approval. Andrew Luck had surgery today on his injured throwing shoulder. He's expected to take 6 months to recover. He won't be able to throw for the first 3 months of that period. And Jordy Nelson did some walkthroughs today during drills for the Packers in their game on Sunday against Atlanta. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Denny's.com. Denny's $4 menu now offers twice as many options as before. Now you can get the Super Blackberry Pancakes or the Biscuits and Gravy Breakfast and so much more, all only $4 each. Yet Denny's probably has the greatest $4 value menu in the world. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Events and Adventures. Single this new year? Visit eventsandadventures.com.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
They have a foul to give, and there it is as Pachulia knocks down Westbrook, then stands over him. They're certainly going to take a look at that.
That's going to be three shots. Hayward Workman signaled that's a three-point shot, and to me, that's the right call. So it's flagrant one.
He hit me on the heart, but sorry, I'm going to get his ass back straight up.
Did you notice him standing over the top of you?
No, I didn't see that just now, but I'm going to play that game. I'm going to get his ass back. So whatever that is, I don't know when it's going to be, but I'm going to play that game.
Makes it another difficult night for OKC. And it's Golden State with another blowout win. And Kevin Durant, two times playing against his former team, two times he's been brilliant. Durant and the Warriors win big. And are 36-6.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
At 36-6, not bad. And Russell Westbrook unhappy that he got laid out by the giant Georgian, but he swears revenge. And we now go to the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. Barry Trammell is on Twitter, at Barry Trammell. Columnist for the Daily Oklahoman. He is at newsok.com and with us on The Score. Hello, Barry.
Guys, how you doing?
We're good. Watched a decent basketball game for at least a half, and then all of a sudden the Golden State Warriors explode in that third quarter. But this Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant relationship, it's getting to the point where it's weird now. And I'm a huge Russell Westbrook fan, but at some point he's gonna have to get over this. It seems like Kevin Durant is not over it because he's still talking about it, but Russell Westbrook, by trying to show that he's so over it, he's showing everybody he's not over it yet.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think Russell's ever going to get over it. He sort of has a mentality. There are two teams in the world, the guys on my team and everybody else. And if you choose to not be on my team, then you're everybody else. So I'm hard-pressed to envision a scenario by which Westbrook makes nice with Kevin Durant. Now, I don't think in coming games, or particularly coming years, we'll see the tension we've seen in these first two games. But, you know, Westbrook's not really buddy-buddy with much of anybody. I doubt he's offering an olive branch anytime soon. Your point is well made, though, that he needs to not let it affect his play. I thought that at times he did last night, at times he didn't, and at times when it did affect it, it affected it for the good. But for the most part, you can't win basketball games by just trying extra hard. You got to make smart plays, you got to make winning plays, and sometimes the personal has gotten in the way of Westbrook when it comes to the Durant breach. So it needs to subside, but I would be surprised if it did anytime soon.
I enjoyed your column about how Durant to the Warriors might be interesting in the short term, but bad for the NBA in the long term because there are fewer teams capable of winning a championship. So regardless of your thoughts, I guess what I always wonder is how does a realistic understanding of a championship glass ceiling inform Russell Westbrook's play? Does he know it? Does he feel it? Or is he, as many professional athletes are, does he delude himself into thinking, I can still win a championship, I'm great, I can make this team great? Do you think he really believes that he and the Thunder can win a title, or is some of how he almost lashes out athletically, is part of that frustration with an understanding that the window's closed?
Well, I think he's got to know somewhere deep inside that a title this season with this roster is, you know, a total pipe dream. But most athletes at that level, and frankly at the level Westbrook is at, which is very few are at, I think they believe themselves to be capable of superhuman feats. And I don't know that he's focused on winning a title so much as I think he believes he can do anything on any given night. And if he got into a series against the Spurs or the Rockets or whoever, I think he sees in his mind, you know, I could will this team to victory in this series. And I think he even believes it against the Warriors. So I don't know that he's thinking June 20th and being handed a gold ball, but I do think he believes he can take out teams singularly one at a time. So the truth is most of us don't think that's possible, but I think he does think it to some degree, and you know, that's one of the things that fuels him.
For the people who didn't get a chance to read your piece, why do you believe the Kevin Durant Golden State Warriors link up is bad for the NBA in the long term?
Well, I mean, I just think the we've seen it in sport. Sports leagues do not prosper. Sports associations don't prosper when a very limited amount of people have access to the championship. We saw that with college basketball and pro basketball many years ago when UCLA and the Celtics dominated. Those sports flourished when parity arrived. We all talk about the glories of the 1950s in baseball, but the truth of the matter is baseball in the 50s was a dormant, sort of stagnant business because so much of the success was centered around just a few franchises. Parity has always helped the long-term growth and long-term financial sustainability of franchises and leagues. And when, you know, it's not just Oklahoma City that was harmed by Kevin Durant going to the Warriors. It was the Clippers, and it was the Rockets, and it was the Grizzlies, and it was the Raptors, and all the teams that have a pretty good team and have a championship caliber team. They just don't have an historic team, you know, probably can't take out, you know, the Golden State All-Stars. So that's why, you know, especially if they get on a multi-year run. Now, it's always good for the budget when there are stars and super teams. The TV networks thrive. They like it. But individual franchises take a major hit. And when there's no hope, and in a lot of the NBA has suffered for decades from a no hope mentality. A lot of franchises have no hope of making the playoffs or of advancing far into the playoffs or of winning the championship. You got different stages of no hope, but every level that adds no hope to something damages the brand in the long run.
How long does that last in Oklahoma City? Because we're never certain about the fit in a market that size. And so much of the excitement, the rabid excitement, was because, wow, the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to have a future Hall of Famer, one of the greats in the game, and Kevin Durant, and there's Westbrook there. Can it sustain? Will the business suffer from what I usually refer to it as NBA hell, of being just good enough to be good, but never having the opportunity to win a title? You know, in a major market, perhaps, with an established brand, the Knicks can be fine, and the Bulls can be fine. But can the Thunder, as a business, continue to be fine, if that's the case?
Well, that's the pivotal question. And the answer is, for a good long while, yes. I mean, provided, you know, the economy doesn't crater, as long as people are still putting gas in their cars. You know, the oil industry keeps us going in a lot of ways. But especially with the way the Durant thing came about, it's now almost a sense of honor to to stay in there and fight the good fight with the team. That's sort of the way the fans see it now.
Well, because he made it during the LeBron summer when he tweeted out that he was coming back.
Yeah, but if the fans see it that way, doesn't necessarily mean that companies, sponsors, you're talking about some of your major name sponsors, they're not going to do it just out of some obligation of civic support.
Right. Although it's a little bit different in Oklahoma City because there is the notion of exactly what you just described, an obligation of civic support. There is the idea that, you know, we're all in this together. You know, the Thunder does not have a majority owner. It's got four local guys own 19 or 20% each, and then five other guys own 5% or whatever the numbers. So it's and there's a case that we're all in this together. I think the fans and the corporations would stay in it for the long haul. But if they get on what I always call the Milwaukee treadmill, you know, the Bucks had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and then he didn't want to live in Milwaukee anymore, and then suddenly he was a Laker. And for most of the last 40 years, the Bucks have just been trying to keep their head above water in terms of NBA relevance. You go through a decade or so of that in Oklahoma City, and then, you know, who knows what would happen. But I think that there's at least a decade of that before you'd see any kind of decline in the interest and the fervor. And frankly, it might keep going because the Thunder is such a civic pride that exists here because of the franchise.
Yeah, but back to the bigger picture when you mentioned the league and how it might suffer. I mean, you know, since I've been watching NBA basketball, the dynasties, you know, the team that you either loved or that you hated coming to your city have kind of fueled this thing, whether it be the Showtime Lakers, or you're talking about the Celtics, or even the 90s Bulls. Hell, that Heat team that went to four straight finals, the people that did hate them, they hated them, and they watched, and they paid to hate them when they came to their city. They paid to boo them. I think that the few leagues embrace a dynasty or embrace a great team coming to your city to beat your local heroes the way the NBA does.
No, that's exactly right. And that's why people in Lincoln, Nebraska, and people in Louisville, Kentucky, and people in Jacksonville, Florida, and people in Norfolk, Virginia, and people in Buffalo, New York, the Warriors super team, that's great for them. Hey, this is interesting to watch. But does it do much for the Charlotte Hornets? Does it do much for the Orlando Magic? What does it do for the Portland Trailblazers? That's the question. Is the harm that comes to individual franchises, which is not what we have. It's what we had in baseball, frankly, for a long time. Mm-hmm. We actually don't. Baseball has found a really nice level of parity where most teams, if you want to have hope, you can have hope. Football's had it forever. If you are losing in the NFL, the only place to place any blame is in the mirror. But in basketball, there are franchises that, no matter how well they're run, literally can't compete for the championship. So, or the threat of that is at least, maybe that's not where we're at, but the threat of getting there is very real. So that's the danger, is not that the league as a whole, the national television contract, those kinds of things, those are not endangered by Kevin Durant going to Golden State. But individual franchises, and like I said, the Thunder's actually in pretty good shape. They've got a superstar. They've got a pretty good team. They're going to make the playoffs, and they got a guy there that's going to pick up a sword and try to cut everybody's head off when they get there. So they've got them. You know, they've got a pretty decent situation. But there's a lot of franchises that don't have that, and can't do anything about it.
At some point, a coach or an organization, when you talk about the value of the asset in Russell Westbrook and what he has been through with guys like Wolverine, the way he heals at a superhuman rate, and he can cut the healing time from minor surgeries in half of what other people have done. He's still jumping over people. When in his career does the team have a responsibility to begin to step in and say, look, let's come up with a management plan, because you don't want to be Dwayne Wade. You don't want to be a guy that it just constantly battling the erosion of his body, and it could happen. You know, all this stuff about being superhuman is fun until you're human, and everybody's human, and at some point, I don't know if it's all going to revisit him, and it's great to watch now. We can celebrate it now, but if you're building around this guy, for business reasons, let alone, you know, humane reasons, at some point say, look, what's the smartest way to go about approaching this with your body, your off seasons and your in seasons?
I think we're there now. They are limiting his minutes per game more than what you would think, and a lot of times he wants back in, and he's not. You know, Billy Donovan saying, "We'll wait a minute or two." Now, the difference between 35 and 33 minutes a game is, you know, not much. What we're really talking about is, you know, resting him from time to time, but you know, his minutes per game right now are virtually the same of the previous 2 years, down significantly. His high was 5 years ago when he was 35.3 points per minute a game. So they've started to do that. He's a hard case because, you know, he doesn't want to listen to reason. But, you know, they've started doing that. You're going to see more of it. You're going to see him have to sit out a game or two. He's not going to like it. He's going to hit the roof. But I think they'll work with him and try to convince him because what you said is exactly right. He's 28 years old. He's in the prime of his career. He's an unbelievably conditioned athlete. He's one of the few guys in the league that can go just as hard with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter as he was 2 minutes into the game. But that is something you got to worry about, and I think the Thunder is worrying about it. And has, you know, and is working on a plan, or, you know, has at least started a plan to do that.
Does he actually have a revenge plan for Zaza Pachulia, or is he just talking? Because I was trying to sort of lay out what, I believe it's February 10th or February 11th, that they're going to meet again back at Chesapeake Energy.
He's going to find him on vacation.
Well, I was just track him down while he's eating dinner, or is this just one where he runs by and he might just punch him in a sensitive area?
Well, I think he's just talking. Between now, what is that? We've got about 20 days, about 3 weeks. The Thunder will convince Russell Westbrook, listen, Zaza Pachulia is not worth it. We got to have you. You can't go taking the guy out. You can't go getting yourself kicked out of a game. You know, he got two technicals. He got kicked out in Memphis about 2 weeks ago or so. Thunder was down 10 or 12, 14. I forgot. It's third quarter. They weren't playing well. They were in bad shape. He goes out, though, and, I mean, they just wilt. They literally can't play without him. And he knows that, and I think they will talk to him. Now, they've got the king of instigators who does it. Steven Adams can hurt people without anybody knowing it. And that's what they need to do. I mean, if you just let old Steven go to work in the middle of a game and pop Pachulia three or four times, and nobody will even know it, and he'll just be laying on the ground, and everybody else be on the other end. And that's what they need to do if they want to get back at Pachulia. They can't go let Russell Westbrook do that dirty work.
Always fun to talk, Barry. Thank you very much.
Hey, see you guys.
That is Barry Trammell of the Daily Oklahoman. Coming up, we got a lot of football things, and I know you want to bridge this with something that he said.
Yeah.
Have been sort of back burner regarding the NFL, so it might just give us a perfect way to segue from one to the other.
Yeah, where we're at with what you need to win. You think you need a star. You have to have a star to win in the NBA, and what you need to win in the NFL, and how much parity there really is.
All right, we'll get into that. He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Bernstein and Goff, your new afternoon show on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Jaguars have made their choice, and Chip Kelly, you are not the coordinator.
You are not the
Seriously, that's where this is going. Chip Kelly, alleged offensive genius, just lost out to an offensive coordinator position to some guy named Nathaniel Hackett. Chip, bro, it's okay, I know it's cold-blooded, but you're still cashing checks from the Niners and the Eagles. And if Willie Taggart and his crew send any more players to the hospital this winter, you might even get a call from Phil Knight himself to go back to Eugene. But my man, How far have you fallen? This has to be rock bottom, right? I mean, finishing second with a chance to coach a guy that the clones have glossed, Blake Horribles? Are you kidding? Anyway, Chip, chin up. Those checks are still clearing. As long as they don't rubberize, you'll be all good. I'm Jim Rome.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com in January. Save with 0% APR financing for 60 months on all remaining new 2016 Chevys, including Silverado pickups. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Now in cans. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Details.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola. I want to talk to you out there if you use DirecTV Now because you're limiting yourself, you're limiting your entertainment at home and on the go, and I don't quite get it. Did you know that with DirecTV Now, you can't watch your favorite CW and CBS programming? You don't get Channel 2 News, the best news in the city, so why do you have that? There's also no Sunday Ticket, no NFL Network, no NFL Red Zone, and no NFL programming streaming on mobile devices. That's terrible. I mean, how many times have you watched something NFL-wise, whether it's a game, streamed on your mobile device? You can't do that with DirecTV Now. And what if your favorite team, football team, is playing on CBS? You're not going to be able to watch it with DirecTV Now. That's just awful. There's no downloading your content to watch on the go. With no DVR, you can't record your shows and watch on your time. With DirecTV Now, you only have 72 hours to watch your show before they go away. And we're all very busy. Maybe you don't have 3 days to get to a show. Maybe it's a week or two. Maybe you binge watch 4 or 5 episodes after weeks. You can't do that with DirecTV. With no DVR, you can't pause or rewind live TV. And you can only stream on up to 2 devices with DirecTV Now. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. If you get Xfinity and the X1 system, you can stream on up to 5 different devices at the same time. With Xfinity, you can take your content on the go. You can stream live TV on the go. You can access video on demand, and there's thousands of TV shows and movies to watch. And you can access your DVR with the Xfinity TV app included at no extra cost. The other morning, the dudes were watching watching TV. They were watching Paw Patrol, and I wanted to watch the news, so I grabbed my smartphone, and I was streaming live TV through my Xfinity TV app. That's something you can't do with DirecTV Now. With Xfinity, you get access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide, so you don't have to worry about using your data. That's something else you can't do with DirecTV Now. I'm telling you, Xfinity is the way to go. If you want entertainment, you need Xfinity. I'm a happy customer. I love my Xfinity. You will, too. Get rid of DirecTV Now. Do it today. So don't let DirecTV limit your entertainment. Call them right now, Xfinity, at 1-800-XFINITY or visit them online at Xfinity.com.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees, just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multi-car. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Aries, while it seems like people are looking to you for all the answers, they're just looking to chat. Taurus, addressing the issues directly is the only way to go this week. No need to be embarrassed. Gemini, it's easy to get hung up in the gossip game. Try focusing your energy on a personal project. Cancer, a small detail has the potential to turn into a pretty nasty headache. Leo, this week is all about connections, and an out-of-work relationship may start to blossom. And Virgo, this week love is in the stars, and your romantic escapades may be bumped up a notch. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon,
right here.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah, seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
A poker player and you want to play at the big event in Las Vegas, listen up. It's time now to grab your spot for the 2017 Charity Poker Championship, helping kids with cancer through Children's Oncology Services and the One Step Programs. It's Thursday, February 23rd at Chicago's Montgomery Club. We are playing for thousands in prizes and the top one of all, the $10,000 seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Seats are limited, so go to onestepcamp.org now to get yours. Spectator spots are available too for an exciting night of eating, drinking, and poker, and players can win bonus prizes for knocking out one of our celebrity bounties. Sponsored in part by David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage. It's all to ensure that kids with cancer have the simple joys of childhood. Come on, player, don't wait.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Observe your... Some baseball news here locally is Cubs and White Sox games will be live streamed on csnchicago.com and through the NBC Sports app, free to those who get the network in their cable package. That's the first. The Bulls and Blackhawks are both off today and back in action tomorrow. Now the Bulls play in Atlanta. Taj Gibson will be a game-time decision with ankle soreness. Dwayne Wade is expected to play at the Hawks and then home against the Kings on Saturday. That's called a back-to-back. That's two consecutive games in a row. So it's important. The Blackhawks skate in Boston, and Scott Darling gets the start in net. Wide receiver Jordy Nelson went through some drills today at Packers practice. He's still not cleared for contact. Meet the laptop that takes care of business, the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series with Intel Core processors, powerful performance, and incredible battery life, allowing your employees to do their best work wherever their work takes them. Learn more at Dell.com/radio. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could have...
This week in music history. This week in 1969, Led Zeppelin 1, the band's debut album, was released in the U.S. This week in 1982, at a concert, Ozzy Osbourne attempted to bite the head off a live bat, thinking it was rubber. The Beastie Boys became the first act censored on American Bandstand this week in 1987. This week in 1988, the Beatles were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Paul McCartney did not attend.
Warrior now. Short term is fun, but long term is bad for the NBA because you got a whole bunch of super teams. I don't agree with that. I think that people root against super teams as much as they root for super teams.
And you tune them in. Yeah. I know they do. They're great for numbers.
See what the Miami Heat did a few years back?
It's one case where trickle-down economics works.
It does.
You consolidate everything at the top, and everybody gets to wet their beak because you get the giant television deal that everybody has an equal share in.
Right. And then Al Farouk Aminu is making $45, $50 million, something like that. Exactly. You know, high tide.
Matthew Dellavedova,
right,
rolling
exactly,
large.
Exactly. So I don't think anybody is going to argue that point from a financial standpoint. But the NFL, you know, we always talk about you need a quarterback. You got to have a quarterback. It's the most important position in sports. And year by year, if you look at it, and especially over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, outside of the Ravens getting their one, I mean, especially in the AFC, you got maybe two or three teams who have a legitimate shot at winning the Super Bowl. I've long said not only the greatness of the New England Patriots and Belichick and Tom Brady has been on display, but also the ineptitude within that division for years. Since Tom Brady has been the starting quarterback, how many Miami Dolphins quarterbacks have you been scared of, or Buffalo Bills quarterbacks have you been scared of?
Not for the right reasons. Maybe several, but right. Not because I thought that they were going to be good.
Right. So when we talk about the NBA and how it's a star-driven league, and I know, you know, the NFL game is football is a more teams oriented sport. You know, if you've got shortcomings in your passing game, you can supplement that with a run game and defense, as we saw with that Seattle Seahawks team with Marshawn Lynch. And it wasn't because Russell Wilson wasn't a good player; it was just a young player. They hadn't handed him the entire playbook, and they hadn't paid him yet. So when it's time to pay him, guys got to go, you know, whether it be defensively or offensively. But if you really look at it, year in, year out, how many teams? The same way we talk about the NBA, how many teams do you think have a legitimate shot at winning the Super Bowl year in and year out?
Here's what obscures that is the fact that in the NFL you can always point to some good teams getting bad and some bad teams getting good.
Right.
But the bad teams getting good don't win the championship
exactly.
Usually.
I mean, so
somebody
and
will
the
point
thing
to
that's holding them back is the quarterback more times than not.
Someone will point to the Broncos. And the funny thing about the Broncos winning as they did was they did everything they could possibly do to get the quarterback. And then that's not why they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
And people will say
historic defense.
Yes. And that it just everything timed up just right. And it just so happened that, like, look, they solved the quarterback thing. Yeah. And he might have made some throws that another guy might not have made. But he was on fumes. He knew he was on fumes. And it wasn't why you ultimately won. So you get the Belichick problem here. Because you never know where Belichick ends and Brady begins and what's going on there that makes them what they are. And we'll never know. They'll never let us know. And maybe someday somebody will write a memoir and the secrets will be in there.
Right. Jabal Sheard, get on that right now.
You're probably right. But then you got, you know, you had the Cardinals in the Super Bowl and say, oh, look what happened there. The Seahawks, oh, you know, a third round quarterback. And there are reasons why after the fact that you can look at something other than quote unquote randomness. It's still though, it's still one loss and you're out. That will the finality of that and the inherent randomness of that will always mean you have a better shot than the NBA. You know, hockey, obviously, you've got it's hockey and nobody knows what the hell is going on.
Exactly.
And people fall down and right. You don't know what's happening. But basketball, you know, we've said it many times, you can give the ball to your best player every single time. And the best player can play 40 minutes. He can guard the other team's best player. And in football, you can't necessarily do that. But
even in that one game scenario, what should be your best player handles the football 60 plus times a game. And especially now with run pass options and all the other things where a quarterback can, you know, a quarterback's mind, which was the reason why Peyton Manning was better than Brock Osweiler, apparently, because he can check to a run play because he'd seen things in film study and all these other.
Or he can decide not to make a throw, right, exactly. Where Brock Osweiler has the inability to undo his decision to make a throw.
So, yes, the series versus the one game style tournament, I will give you that. But you know going into a season, as much as you do in the NBA, I think, who the real players are. You get a surprise, don't get me wrong, but every single year you can say to yourself, at least in the divisional round, the New England Patriots are going to be, you know, a factor, if not all the way to the Super Bowl. You know that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be there because of Ben Roethlisberger. Now, you know, they've had their ups and downs because they haven't drafted a defensive playmaker in a while, and they've got some nice players now, some nice young guys, and they're hanging on to James Harrison, who's playing some decent ball over the last month. But you know Cincinnati's not going to be all there, right, even though they've got that great defense. You know Houston, you know, over the last few years, the only thing they were missing was the quarterback. And
our present tense.
Yeah.
Our
Kansas
missing.
City in that same, you know, trick bag as well. I don't want to call it NFL hell because it's not the same, and you kind of, you know, you can cut your dead weight a lot easier in football than you can in basketball. But when we look at the four or five teams in the NBA that we think could win the NBA championship, all right, maybe it's even four. I look over at the NFL.
It's really just two in the NBA right now, really.
I mean, from the East, you got one really in Cleveland. And people are going to talk that Toronto Jazz until they find out that, you know, they still got LeBron. But in the West, I think it's a little bit more wide open than some might give
it
credit for.
Let's see how Chris Paul's thumb is.
Well, they're going to find out that they should have blew that thing up last year with what's about to happen now with Chris Paul's thumb. It's 6 to 8 weeks, I think it is, and you still got that weird surgery that Blake Griffin had where he doesn't have pain, but he's got water on the knee. But there are teams, because they don't have that star at quarterback, that you can just discount. And if they do make it, you go, oh, okay, they made it. But you know that they're not going to win the Super Bowl.
So here's the question, though. Had Derek Carr not had that fluke injury, and you were looking at a team with some game changers on defense, I mean, two of the best at what they do, a mauling offensive line, you have your star receiver,
in Foxborough, I'd still be surprised if they beat the New England Patriots.
But somebody's going to be in the conversation at some point.
Yes.
Tom Brady's 39.
And that takes me back to the NBA. Because post 98, we were in that weird, murky territory of, all right, who's going to take over the league now? And Shaq and Kobe played at the same time as Michael Jordan, and Shaq got eliminated a couple of times by Mike, if I'm not mistaken, in Orlando. But they take over, and the Detroit Pistons win their championship. We're in that weird
in a strange year. So right,
we're in that weird area,
pre-transitional era,
exactly.
Because this idea of, you know who those teams are, that's not going to hold true 3 years from now.
In either sport, by the way, in the NFL or the NBA.
It's not going to be, well, NBA, you're still going to know. There's just going to be more teams.
Well, but with LeBron, you know, think about the amount of teams that have been eliminated by LeBron James. All right. Well, the Golden State thing has happened over the last 3 or 4 years, San Antonio before that. But especially in the East, teams just don't get to the finals of the last 6, 7 years because of LeBron James. Well, when we get to year 18, or I don't even think he's going to be a guy that hangs on for his last minute like that. But we get to year 17 and year 18, the same guys we're talking about now, who may be the young up-and-coming dudes, those are the guys who may be taking over while they were playing against LeBron and getting eliminated in the last 6 or 7 years that we've been watching.
All right, we're going to try something here because I believe this is a first for Bernstein and Goff. This is a call from a Bob. What say you? Bob on the south side, you're on the score.
Bad idea. You know, this is an interesting conversation, but I have to disagree a little bit with Jason, because whereas in the NBA, it's coming down to those teams with those guys all the time, and that's it. You know, they're going to be in the finals. You know, whoever it is, right now it's Golden State and the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of the sentence. We know that's coming down to that. Whereas in the NFL, while everyone's kind of chasing those teams with the quarterbacks, they're a little more beatable if you have that right kind of chemistry. You need a quarterback who's not necessarily as good as them, but can be for one game. Like Joe Flacco did it for a little while. Eli Manning did it twice already. And when you look at him, he's not great. He's not a generation defining talent, but when the talent's around him, he's got enough within himself and that's around him to go and match up with one of those guys on one of those teams.
But Bob, in the AFC, the last 10 years or so, you know it's going to be New England, Pittsburgh, and with Denver the last couple of years, Denver because of Peyton Manning, and when he was in Indianapolis, you know, you knew that it was going to be three or four quarterbacks. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think, of course, there's parity. There's more parity in the NFL than there is in the NBA. I just think the parity in the NFL is a little overstated. And are we talking season to season? Or are we talking about a 3 or 4 year window?
My point is, it may be overstated right now, but it's not going to be very soon. I think that you've got, like you said, there's enough churn on rosters, enough opportunity to get out of mistakes faster, that you're not locked in necessarily. Like you say, you can move on from some mistakes.
Well, we're getting into the realm of are we sure that the great young quarterbacks are great young quarterbacks? That these questions are starting to get answered right now.
Who knows anymore? Because sometimes you start to think that all these first round, how many failed first round picks do we have, and failed commitments, whether it's Bortles or Bradford, mm-hmm. or any number of guys who you think, well, here, or you know,
who's the next stable of four or five, the way we refer to is Roethlisberger, right. And Breeze,
it was supposed
and
to be
Rodgers
Luck.
And Brady.
You know, Andrew Luck was supposed to be at the forefront of that. And is you know, has Ryan Tannehill played his way into that conversation? I don't trust that
Derek
he has.
Carr is a guy that you can go forward with because you've seen his work the last year and a half.
You have to be impressed by it. But Aaron Rodgers is 33,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, so he's the overlap guy.
Phillip Rivers is 37. I mean, this is
he's 50. He's got 25 kids. He's at least 50 years old right now.
Bernstein and Goff, top of the hour. Eric Edholm will preview championship weekend of the NFL on The Score.
Sunday, The Score is your exclusive home for the NFL Conference Championship Games. Our coverage starts at 1 p.m. with the NFC Championship Game, when Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers head to Atlanta to take on Matt Ryan's Falcons, followed by the AFC Championship Game as the Pittsburgh Steelers head to Foxborough to take on Tom Brady and the Patriots. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Super Bowl 51. NFL Playoff Football on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One's.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Home Depot has a new idea, free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees, just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
You know, don't miss the huge savings right now at mattress firms at year-end at closeout sale. They're moving out their 2016 models to make room for their 2017 inventory.
And that means it's while supplies last, so there's a time element here. You can get 50% off the select floor models, the 2016s, they're going to be coming out. Also 60% off accessories, because they got to get the 2017s in. You can experience the all-new custom collection crafted exclusively for mattress firm. This might be your best chance to do it, the Tempur-Pedic. If you look at a custom collection Tempur-Pedic mattress set, you like it, you can get up to $300 in free gifts, like a free pillow, free mattress protector, and free delivery.
Maybe you're saying, Dan, I have checked those out, and they're just not in my budget. Well, this is a great opportunity then for you to take advantage of their no-interest financing for 5 years. As Dan has always said, you break it down per night. Would you pay X amount of dollars to sleep on this mattress per night? If you go in and lay down on it for a matter of 2 minutes, your answer will be yes.
Yeah, I'm bad at math, I admit.
You are terrible at math.
But when you're lying on one of those beds and someone actually just says, well, what this comes out to would be this number of dollars right now you could sleep on this tonight, you're going to say yes because you're not going to want to not sleep on it.
And listen, they have queen sets for as low as $179.99. There's something for every budget at Mattress Firm. But take advantage of that no-interest financing for 5 years. They are the sleep experts. They know their mattresses. They're not going to try to sell you into something you don't need. They're going to walk you through their process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style.
They might have something else for you, a job. If you want to work for a company that offers growth, a great culture, and endless opportunities, join Mattress Firm January 25th between 9 and 2 p.m. It's what they call National Career Day. You can have a chance to meet the local leadership. You learn more about these opportunities. You can interview right there on the spot and become a sleep expert. You can go to mattressfirm.com/National Career Day to see what locations are participating, and you can RSVP.
So take advantage of the year-end closeout sale. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the location nearest you. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Now in cans. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Franchise.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week in music history.
This week in 1985, the recording took place for We Are the World. This week in 1986, the first group of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were inducted. Madonna started divorce proceedings for the second time from husband Sean Penn this week in 1989. And this week in 2012, Adele broke records when her album 21 hit 16 weeks at number one. This week in 1962, Jackie Robinson became the first black player elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. The PGA began a senior golf tour this week in 1980. This week in 1981, Mike Bossy became the first NHL player to score 50 goals in 50 games. Michael Jordan scored his 10,000th NBA point in his fifth season this week in 1989. This week in 1991 saw the first pure place kicker make the NFL Hall of Fame. And this week in 1998, Ricky Henderson rejoined the Oakland A's for the fourth time.
Popular music. 23 years ago. 1994.
Number 3.
Toni Braxton, Breathe Again.
Number 2.
Mariah Carey, Hero.
And then a hero comes along.
And the number 1 song this week. 23 years ago in 1994. Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart, and Sting. All for Love.
Let's make it all for love.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. We're going to talk to Eric Edholm at the top of the hour, covering the championship game madness this weekend. Look forward to both games. I don't know what's going on in Atlanta, but this story about the Atlanta fans
that is
who are
so
angry
dumb
that Packers fans are you know, cutting out a little time to celebrate in the city. And it's not even on the day of the game, apparently. But Deadspin.com has a story about It's a Packers fan group that goes to every single city.
They go to the game. They find a bar. They rent out the bar, mm-hmm. and they have a party. And Packers fans, including Matt Ryan's wife, they've been going on the bar's Yelp page, pounding them and giving them bad reviews because they would dare host Packers fans. What year is this? Dude, what kind of city is that?
Dude, it's I was very fond of the people that I ran into in Atlanta while saying that. It is a you're either with us or against us sports city, and I had many a fight with the higher ups because I wouldn't say our Falcons or my Falcons. Oh yeah, man, it is
your own bosses wanted you to say our Falcons. That's like my first
night on the air. I told people, I was like, listen, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna act like I'm a longtime Falcons fan. I'm not gonna act like I'm a longtime Hawks fan. I'm just gonna have a little fun and do a show every single night. And I think I broke through to some people, and some people just wanted to sit there and argue because it's also a city where everybody is from somewhere else. So you've got a lot of people who hold on to that, you know, that sports identity of being there when. You know,
the provincialism of all places. There's transplants from all of people come to Atlanta from all over.
Yes, yes, biggest city in the South. So a lot of people go there to find a better way. And you do not want to get into it with a Falcons fan. Their tailgates are amazing, by the way, especially during New Orleans Saints week. But yeah, it is still in the 90s when it comes to arguing with people about my team versus your team. And especially when you go drive around any Saturday or any Sunday in this city and every bar has a different team flag flying outside.
That's
of it,
what I
and
like about Chicago. Appreciate it. Every Saturday, if you need a University of Nebraska bar or a Purdue bar or even, who knows, maybe they got like Amherst and Williams and
you just drive
Wellesley.
Down,
I don't
drive
know.
Down Hubbard and you see an Iowa Hawkeyes bar or a Patriots bar and you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's what they do here. You know, you just make sure if you don't want to be around those people, you're not in there during the game. That's as simple as that. So, yeah, I was not surprised when I saw that Deadspin story.
Somebody should do a GoFundMe for that business just to bail them out of this.
It's super weird.
That sucks. That is bizarre.
It's unfortunate.
Eric Edholm of Yahoo talks NFL next on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved. Because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Offer.
The new year is here, and all 2016s must go during Woodfield Nissan's 2016 Nissan closeout. No models will be excluded, and you will get Woodfield Nissan's lowest pricing on all remaining 2016 Nissans. Like a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Sentra, clearance priced for only $12,995, or a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Rogue, clearance priced for only $15,995. At Woodfield Nissan, you can expect a massive Nissan inventory and massive Nissan savings all month long. Get a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Altima, clearance priced for only $15,295, only at Woodfield Nissan. At Woodfield Nissan, you can expect a truly exceptional sales and service experience. They pride themselves on providing the best. Hurry into Woodfield Nissan during the 2016 Nissan closeout. closeout going on now at 700 West Higgins Road in Hoffman Estates or WoodfieldNissan.com. But hurry, once they're gone, they're gone. Price plus tax, title, license, and dock. Number one volume is cited by Nissan North America sales in 2016. Altima stock number P9110. Rogue stock number P9045. Sentra stock number P9112.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes.